Hi, everybody. My name is Pat Kumbumpati. I'm in the Department of Chemistry at McGill. I am a physical chemist in particular, and what that means is I use lasers to look at things. The things I tend to look at are these things called semiconductor quantum dots. You can see a picture of one on the bottom left there. It's this little ball with a bunch of atoms or a bunch of bright and dark spots. Well, those are atoms. And so what is this thing called a semiconductor quantum dot? Why is it called a quantum dot? And what's its origin? We can consider the origin by looking at a bulk semiconductor. So in the center of the screen, you see the first transistor developed by the people at Bell Labs, Jacques Li and co-workers. And so that's basic science. Ultimately led to the technology of the computer, which you see slightly to the left, where you see, say, integrated circuits, which have dimensions of maybe about 100 nanometers or so. So the reason computers are fast is not because the transistor itself has changed. There are just more transistors, which means, or rather, that's possible because you can make them small, say 100 nanometers. And that's what happened in the last 50 or so years. Now, what happens in, say, the next 10 or 50 years if we make the transistors 10 nanometers instead of 100 nanometers? And therein lies the question. Well, the problem is at a certain point, say 10 nanometers, that's about the physical size of an electron. So in this case, we don't think of current, like, for example, flowing from your wall out, but you think of individual packets of electrons moving about through space. And that's our objective, is to understand the nature of these individual electrons moving about in the semiconductors and to see how they, well, to see how they move, to see how they interact. The reasons we're interested in is, for example, how to make the next generation of computers, and that would be the so-called quantum computer. But another reason we might be interested in is shown on the cartoon on the right. You see, in that case, I think electrical power turning into optical power, meaning light. But if you reversed it, you'd have optical power, light, turning into electrical power, which is, say, a solar cell. So these things called quantum dots are interesting, for example, in how to make more efficient solar cells or more efficient lasers and other such niceties. And what does all this have to do with the semantics of a quantum dot? Well, the cartoon on the left, actually the real image on the left, shows a quantum dot. It's called a quantum dot because it's about 1 to 10 nanometers in size, the size of an electron. And so the quantum mechanics that Professor Dasgupta brought up comes into play at that length scale. And it's a dot by coincidence. It's shaped like a ball, so you can call it a dot. But if it were shaped like a rod, you can call it a quantum rod. So that's a minor point. So what do we do? In the spirit of our investigations, what we do is, like, say, building a better microscope. But we're not trying to build a microscope. We're trying to build a better camera. So the camera we use is something called an ultrafast laser. So if you look at the picture on the top left, you see the galloping horse. And somewhere in the middle, you see a horse galloping with all four legs in the air and so forth. So sometime around 1850, people didn't know how a horse galloped. And now they do because the camera was, say, faster than the horse. So what we need is a camera that's faster than the motion of an electron. And that camera is called an ultrafast laser. So on the left, we see an image of an ultrafast laser pulse. It produces a laser pulse, a pulse of about a femtosecond in duration, which is about a quadrillionth of a second. Ours are a little bit slower. Ours are about 10 quadrillionths of a second, but that's hair splitting, let's say. And this 10 quadrillionth is pretty fast. If you look in the middle, on the rather far left, that's a femtosecond. So a femtosecond is to about a minute as 1 minute is to the age of the universe, and that's about, how fast our camera is, so to speak. And here's an example of the sort of things we do. So what we're interested in are looking at motions of electrons. And this image on the right is actually data from our lab where we look at, say, the light that's absorbed or emitted as a function of time. And each time increment is about a trillionth of a second or so. And that's about what we do. Thank you.
Nice.